Heavenly Father, we thank you for your fellowship here this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your great faithfulness, Lord, to every one of us. You opened your hand, Lord, and you satisfy the desire of every living thing. Lord, we thank you, Father. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the trees of the earth shout their hands in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For by him are all things created that are in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. That is the principalities, powers, or dominion, all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. Father, we thank you, Father. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. Lord, and he came to his own. His own received him not. But as many as received him, to then give him power to become the children of God. We thank you. Now are we the sons of God. Not even yet after what we shall be, but we know by your word when we shall see you, we shall be like you, for we shall see you as you are. Blessed is the name, O Lord. We worship you, Lord. Feel we need to read your word this morning, Lord, trusting you that we're going to bless the reading of his Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we glorify thy name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In this journey that we are in, a glorious journey, in this King's highway, you know that we have been walking by his grace since he called us. You know, he chose us in him before the world began. When we came forth upon the earth, walking with him by his grace. So that the mountain tops, we know that. And the Lord foreknew by the word that the auto valleys and so forth, you know. So every saint of God passed through this phase, you know. Even the greatest of the Old Testament prophets, one of the greatest, you know, by the name of Elijah and so forth. He had his mountain tops, you know, where that man came out of nowhere, you know, I believe in 1 Kings 17, we don't know his background, or we hear is Elijah the Tishbite and so forth, you know. Out of nowhere, we need to declare, you know, we need to rebuke the idolatry of the children of Israel, you know, and the king that was in there by the Ahab and his woman and wife and so forth, you know. Anyway, we see he calls for the drought and so forth. And so which what happened to him at one time, when there was called down fire from heaven and so on, let them come out to to the mountain and so forth and that, you know, Carmel and so forth, you know. He was at the mountain top at that time, spiritually and physically speaking. So and of course, you know, called down fire from heaven through the prophet of Baal, you know, single-handedly almost himself and so on. Foreign and so, you know, prophets and so forth, false prophets, you know. And so, well, those are the highlight of his life, right? There came a time where the seemingly weakness and so on, that, you know, how when he had what the king's, you know, the king's wife said, God, he said the gods, she has many gods, right? He said the gods, you know, do unto me this day, she said, if he doesn't bring down the head of the prophet, you know, at the hour of weakness. The prophet took to his heels, went so many days into the wilderness and so on. As you see, there was a load, a weakness kind of thing in his life and so forth. And so the greatest prophet of the Old Testament, right? So God knows all those things and they are now for a purpose, you know. That in that time of weakness, he may bring forth his own strength. Even David himself knew about those things and so on, that, you know. As the lad did exploits for the Lord, by himself alone, you know, and by himself alone, when the lion roared against him, you know, to come and take any of the lamb, he tore it by the hand. One time the bear came about, he did the same thing, you know, and of course, even as a lad, this presentation be on his lad and so on, that, you know, and you know, this Goliath, you know, called and so forth, began to defy the armies, you know, of the living God. I mean, when he heard it, who is this Philistine or circumcised Philistine that you divide the armies of the living God? You know what happened? He said, today I will bring down your head, those you Goliath and so forth, you know. And truly enough, you know, and just as he said, by the anointing of the law, you know, God has five rocks and so forth, you know. And so he sling and so forth. That was 31 place and I love it. And you know, with that rock, he said he sent a message to him, you know. And with that rock, I said, he sent a message to him, that rock. struck the giant and so forth and fell dead and all that, you know. Anyway, so we see, had his eyes and so forth. Before you know it, the women were singing. David has, son has placed his 1,000. And David is 10,000, you know. He had what a great heart he was, rather, and so on that, you know. So we see right there. So he had his many, many hearts and so on that, you know. Then he had his lows, his weaknesses and so on that, you know. And, so he become a fugitive and so on, being chased around by Saul. So, and of course, he has his own fault at times, you know. And of course, when he should have been in war with the king of Israel, begin to be at home and so on, he got into trouble, you know. Bathsheba, all those kind of things, you know, happened to him and so on. Those are the lows, weaknesses and so forth. Anyway, so we see, so God knows of those weaknesses, and Apostle Paul was no stranger to it. Let me go to 2 Corinthians, to go to my subject now. 2 Corinthians 12, about this ninth verse. The great apostle that wrote about half of the New Testament was no stranger to the time of weakness either, you know. So this morning my subject is God's strength in our weakness. That's what I want to talk about quickly. So God's strength in our weakness. So 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said unto me, this is great apostle and so for that, you know, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, without other glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ might rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Praise be the Lord. God's strength in our weakness. Even the Master himself, the God-man, the creator of all the universe, you know, the God of glory, came to become our kinsman redeemer. And there are times that seem like weakness in this life. So when the Lord hung on the cross, it seemed that the Father's strength and love surrounding him had failed. That's what men see, right? You know, even the chief priests with the scribes and elders, they begin to mock him. They said in Matthew 27:42, he saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross. And we will believe him. They were liars, they won't believe anything, you know, no matter what he did. You know, so we see. It was a moment that seemed to portray weakness. Even the King of Glory seemed to demonstrate that to us and some of that, you know. And yes, what apparent weakness, apparently weakness it will be. As the King of Glory, the one who had utterly surrendered to the will of the Father, the one who became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, yes, apparently look weak, right? That's what men saw, you know. That's Philippians 2:8 and other things. He who knew no sin was made sin for us as he hung upon that cross right there. That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. As we are told in 2 Corinthians 5:21. So we see him. His apparent weakness as he hung upon the cross was that he might bring strength to us, his children, and to all humanity. We accept him daily. When we find ourselves in weakness, that's what he did. He did all those for us. He's the King of Glory. He went through all those things for us so that in our own weakness, he can supply our strength. When they crucified him and put him in the tomb, they thought they have proved his weakness. So they think, right? You know? But the grace could not hold his prey. I want to call that way. For the scripture cannot be broken. Prophecy said in the 16th Psalm, the verse 10, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy holy one to see corruption. See? So was it. On the third day, he arose triumphantly from the dead. He will later tell us in Revelation 1:18, I'm he that liveth, and I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. The Bible says there, And I have the keys of hell and of death. Satan don't have it anymore. See? God is it for him. In another scripture, Bible says, point him, you know, publicly, hopefully before his own cohort, right there, you know. Putting an open shame there. And he said to us, of us in John 14:19, because I live, you shall live also. He did all those things for us that he did. I told that, you know. Our kinsman redeemer, our elder brother, our father, our Lord, our Savior, our all in all. He gave us all of himself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now the scripture reveals that even the Lord Jesus Christ is our very life. That is in Colossians 3:4. Christ is our very life. Now, you cannot boldly say today, as a child of God, in Galatians 2:20, he said, I am crucified with Christ. Well, some say that I am should have been worse. Some said it. Second, say, I was crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Every child of God can claim this way and confess this way. Yes, not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And it should be our confession. He did it all for us. And so we were with him all the way. When he hung upon the whipping post, we were in his mind. When he hung upon the cross, we were in his mind. According to the word of God, we were crucified with him. We were buried with him in baptism. And we were cooking together with him, you know, and so forth. And even we have been made to sit together with him in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and so forth. We are with oneness with him. Now, so it was his right to be strong when he came down as the God of glory and powerful, but his surrender to the will of the Father made it possible for him to take our weakness and replace it with his own very strength. That's what he came to do for us. Now we can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his mind. Ephesians 6:10 says so. He is sufficient for all of our needs. He is sufficient for, he came to take care of all of our needs. Remove the cause of the law from us and so forth, as Galatians 3:13 will tell us. Now, when in pain, it is possible to think, I mean to drink in that strength, the strength of the law. If you are in pain for anything, spiritually or physically, you can drink in that strength of the Lord. And not only to be comforted by the presence of him whom we love, but to breathe in God, so to say, can breathe in as the air that, you know, that you breathe, that has so on, so to say. Thus, we are not only partakers of his divine nature, but partakers of that strength that the world did not see when he looked on the seeming weakness of Calvary. That's what he could see. They did not know that out of death would spring forth eternal life. The world couldn't see that. They saw the things that seemed to be and not the things that really were. That's how the world sees things, right? But we, the children of God, you know, we have a different perspective, you know, and so on. For us, 2 Corinthians 4:18, we look not at the things which are seen. No, we don't. But are the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen, they are eternal. That's how we see things as God's children by the Holy Spirit, you know. The Lord Jesus Christ is our eternal God. He is our deliverer. Yes. He is our eternal God and he is our deliverer. Even as David said in Psalm 18, the second verse, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, see, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. That is what the Lord is to the elect of every age. In this age of grace in particular, he is all of these things to us and more. It was because he knew our frame. And remember that we are those that he came to pour his strength into you and me, and take us by the hand each time we are a witness, and lift us up where we couldn't lift ourselves up. That's why he came. Give us eternal life. Looking to our Heavenly Father, the Almighty God, as he passed through the bruised experiences of this life. Yes, there are many, many bruises that we get in this world and so on, passing through these things. Every child of God passed through this in Bible says and all that, you know. We are confident that he who keeps us will neither slumber nor sleep. The psalmist said in the 121, psalm and so forth, that, you know. We know that he is touched with the feeling of our infirmity. Talking about the God's weakness in our, God's strength in our weakness, right? So we know that he is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. In Hebrews 4:15, where he says, we have not an high priest who cannot be touched, right? With the feeling of our infirmities, we are drawing strength from him, you know. In our weakness, he is our strength. His ear is attuned to our faintest cry. Even when you are whispering. There are many of them in the Bible, that's Anna, you know, that the mother of Samuel, right? You know, all she was doing, she was pouring her heart to the Lord, telling how she had no children, how she was being mocked by the other woman, and so on, that, you know. Even a priest thought that she was drunk, right? But the one was just pouring her heart without even saying anything, pouring her heart to God. Even your faintest cry, did not hear it. Don't have to talk all the time. He weighed his thoughts, understand thoughts, right? So you can talk to him in your spirit and so forth, and he hears you. So anyway, sometimes we may be in a seeming defeat and an apparent weakness. Maybe like Elijah did at one time, like I told you before. But it is out of such situation that victory comes, and out of such weakness that the strength of our Savior is made manifest. Who knew that Elijah, at the hour of weakness, that God was preparing him for the rapture? He was even praying a negative prayer, Lord, let me now die. He said that in the hour of weakness, God was preparing for the greatest event of his life. So it is the elect of God at this end of the age. You know, when you are passing through something, don't lose hope, don't be discouraged. Take on the strength of the Lord. Now, so the revelation of the scripture is that the Lord's strength will be made perfect in our weakness. That's what the scripture says. And of our trials and testings, we are given an assurance in 2 Corinthians 4:17, saying this, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, that's all there is to it, as far as God is concerned, if you walk with the Lord, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. All this operating scripture and so on, that you know, for the word of God. God knows I'm going to pass through things in this world and so on, that you know, and has made provision for all of it. Without our need, there never could be the manifestation of God's abundant supply. I'll say that again. Without us having any need, there never could be the manifestation of his abundant supply. It takes our weakness to bring forth the beauty of his strength. Yes, in our weakness, God's strength is perfected. That's what the scripture says. He knew what he was doing. Talking about this, every child of God passed through something. 1 Peter 1:6. Wherein he greatly rejoiced. Though now, for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, every Christian faith, who is a child of God, tried with fire, may be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ, he says. So now, when the way seems hard for a child of God, when the way seems hard and the burden seems heavy, do not forget that like wisdom in Proverbs 3:17, like wisdom in Proverbs 3:17, all of the Lord's way are ways of pleasantness, and all his paths are peace. Yeah, even when the going is hard and the body is heavy, you know, as some of that you know. So, like wisdom itself, remember, all of the Lord's way are ways of pleasantness, and all his paths are peace. And though for a season, we seem only, we see weakness around us in some times, weakness and so on, God will have us to look up and see that his strength is made perfect in our weakness. That way he wants to bring out of such conditions perfect through the strength of God, yes, who bore our weakness. So in our weakness, his strength is perfected. In Matthew 12:20, he says this, talking about a prophecy about the Lord Jesus Christ, a bruised reed shall he not break, he won't do it, and a smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory, and in his name shall the Gentiles trust. Fulfill prophecy. We are here today because of such a prophecy and so forth. As you know, they were talking about when the Messiah comes, what he will do. He won't even make a noise in the street. He says, in the previous time, as well as that, you know, one of the things we do is this, as well as that, you know, a bush will not break, as well as that, you know. The Lord will be sufficient. It's our sufficiency. Even more than sufficient for every need of our life. It's our sufficiency. The Bible says so, you know. No matter what they may be, you know. So no matter how weak things may look around you at times, you know, look unto him for strength. 2 Corinthians 3:5. Know that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. When you know that God is our sufficiency, sometimes the sense of lack will even be like nothing to you, you know, because you know he will eventually supply. The Lord will liberate us from the bondage of this tabernacle of clay called the flesh. He will do it. And call us up from the lowest place that we may find ourselves. No matter how low we may find ourselves in this life at times and so on, even David had the experience. He could not say, even he was tormented so many times, he could not say, even though I walked through the valley of the shadow of death, right? He was in the valley and so on, in so many, you know, I can describe it and so on. See, I will fear no evil, right? You know, so we see. He will call us up out of any lower place we find ourselves in this life. God will call us up and so on. Well, it could be many things, perhaps from affliction. Mere affliction, oh yes. Of which the Bible says, there are many of them, really. Psalm 34:19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But praise God. He didn't stop there. But the Lord delivered him out of them all. When I see that all in the Bible, I'm always happy. Nothing is left undone. You know, he clean it, make it bare clean, and deliver them from all of it. No matter what you are going through today or tomorrow and so forth, you know, be assured. Bible says that, you know, he knows about them. He has made provision for a way of escape, you know, so that we don't lose hope. Perhaps from loneliness. But in Hebrews 13:5, he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Talking about different things that can comfort a child of God. And again, as part of his promise to us, just before the ascension, lo, I'm with you always, he said, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28:20. Or perhaps we have suffered betrayal at the hands of friends, and we are without the necessary means of bringing comfort. We can talk to the comforter within, the Holy Ghost, of whom the Lord said in John 14:18, I will not leave you comfortless. Then in the 16th verse of the same chapter, John 14:16, and I will pray the comforter, I pray the Father, he shall give you another comforter. And here is what he does, that he may abide with you forever. What a comforter. What a great comforter. He doesn't go, he doesn't come. The Holy Ghost of promise. We are going to see with him until the day of redemption. the earnest of our inheritance. See? Wonderful Savior, Savior to the uttermost. Or perhaps we have had a struggle to get the necessities of life. We can safely rely on His promise. We are in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply. When I see the word all, I rejoice. Shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Yes, the word all always rejoice my heart. It is Savior to the uttermost. All in all, through it all, He is calling to us all the time. No matter in what lonely place we find ourselves in this life, from time to time, whatever dungeon we come, flame with light out of any dungeon we find ourselves, the light of God come through. Many prophets, Jeremiah found himself in the dungeon. He said he will die, put him in a dungeon for the word of God. On account, every saint of prophets and so far kind of thing, on account of the word. He stood their ground, you know. He was in the dungeon and so on, that, you know. But God spared him and so on, brought him out. God has already warned him from the beginning and so on. What he's going to suffer, like he won't Paul. What he will suffer, you know, because of his word. And so on, that, you know. So, we have been warned from the beginning to ourselves too, you know. Only a bastard, you know, will not go through the thing that the Christians should go through and so on, that, you know. But in it all, we are more than conquerors through him that love does. So we see, no matter, so we see that there, sometimes we may feel that the Lord is so far off when we are going through this spirit trial. The Bible calls it spirit trial, right? We feel that the Lord is so far off. Yet, in reality, He is not far away. He is very near. In Acts 17:27, towards the end, though He be not far from every one of us, the Bible says, no matter what, even closer unto you than the breath of your nostrils, isn't it? So it's not far away. Those time of spirit trial may look like eternity, you know, when we are going through it, but it's right there with you, see, and with me. So He will minister to you of His presence and of Himself. See, at one time, Moses knew about that presence. He said, Lord, don't even take us any further unless your presence will go with us, right? See? He knew the secret that without the Lord we can do nothing, right? all the time, before there, how can they do it? Unless your presence, they say, okay, my presence will go with you and I will give you peace, you know? So in His presence is the fullness of joy, the Bible says, and at His right hand, there are pleasures forevermore, the Bible says. So, so no matter what we need, so, one does not have to struggle to heal, you know, for healing when the healer is right inside you, very close to you. Not to struggle for healing. Just drink it in now. You have been healed 2,000 years ago. I have been healed 2,000 years ago. And when the prayer of faith is prayed, you already have you, you know. And don't forget, symptoms may linger some, doesn't change the word of God, you know. One time He took one man by the hand, took him out of the village, and there was a blind man and so forth, did some things to his heart and so on. Can you see now? Oh, I see, you know, men walking like trees and so on, that, you know. So anyway, he did it again, and then he became good and so on. One man, a noble man and so on, that, you know, maybe his servant or someone was sick unto death and so forth, and they say, please come and heal him. Well, just speak the word only. That's what I need. I'm not even worried. To come under my roof and so forth. And the Bible says, oh, the Lord commended him. Never seen such a great faith, not in all of Israel, you know. And when the man got home and inquired what hour and so that, you know, began, the man began to mend, you know. So we see, when you are praying for it, it's done. You're just claiming one of our redemptive rights in our healing. So let us put that in our mind. So it's our healer. It's our deliverer, it's our all in all, the Bible says, and so that, you know. So, whatever it may be, you can draw nigh with full assurance that as you call upon Him, His answer is always on the way. Yes, that's what He says, you know, the answer is on the way. All things, whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have them. What as the promise he gave us, if you shall ask the Father anything in my name, I, Jesus, he said, he will do it. So we know that. So confidence and so forth in his word. So there is a balm in Gilead that deliverance for the captive. In Romans 8:32, again, giving us assurance now, whatever we need. He that spare not his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? See? We don't pay anything for it. He paid the price, right? All things. See that word all? He guides my heart. All things, he said. So there's nothing you want that, you know, that is in the will of God that he will not give to you. All things. So when we acknowledge our insufficiency before the Lord, then the deliverer comes. Psalm 34 verse 6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. There we go again. All, A-L-L, right? It's always all with the Lord. The Savior to the uttermost. Delivering out of all his troubles. Yes. The poor man cried. That's right. There was nothing he could do anymore anyway. And he needs help. And he knew from whence that help will come from. Had to come from the Lord, right? No wonder the psalmist said at one point. He said, I do consider the ease, sir. For where cometh my help, he said, my help cometh from the Lord that made the heaven and the earth. No, no that person gets help from. He said, vain is the help of man anyway. So he looked at the right place. Unto the Lord. Another place, he said, look unto him. And they were enlightened. And their faces were not ashamed. Man can shame you. Man can ignore you. Man can deny you anything you ask from them. Not from the Lord of glory. You know? So all things he did for us. Joshua 1:5. I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Well, time is nothing as far as God is concerned. You know, time is nothing. When you ask, you say, everyone that asketh receiveth. Right? This poor man cried, right? You know, he that asketh receiveth. He that knocketh, things shall be opened. Bible says in another place and so on. So it will never fail you nor me. His strength is made perfect through our weakness. We did not condemn ourselves. Satan will try to make you to do that. Neither must we condemn each other. You see? For oftentimes, our weakness is a road that leads near the heart of God. See, don't condemn yourself. There's no condemnation for you. God said there's no more condemnation. And don't condemn each other either, you know. So that's what the Bible says in Romans 8, I believe it is. So that there's no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, you know. He will not always upbraid us. He won't scold us all the time, you know. Psalm 46 verse 10. Be still and know that I'm God. Sometimes that will be still really, you know. Yeah, we pray all manner of prayer and so there'll be time to be still. Just that he is God. Not only to be still in the noise which our humanity will make, but be still within. Just be still within. See? I hear that still small voice. You know, what he will say to you and so forth. So now, be still. Knowing that God is. And that is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We read in the book of Hebrews, that is it. We can draw nigh with full assurance that he, which has begun, whatever work is doing in you, will perfect the work. Whether it's something you have asked him to do or whatever, he will not fail. He promised he will not fail, and he can never fail. It was in the day, even Father Abraham, in the day when Abraham's faith was sleeping, and the ground, so to say, was trembling beneath him, his feet. And he had come to a place of his own weakness, that the Lord cried this message of strength to the ears of this failing man. I am El Shaddai. Yes. He is the God who is more than enough. Always sufficient. Our Lord is. And as he did to his servant of old, Abraham, the father of faith, his friend, he will do for each and every one of us today who are his children. We are the children. But those who are of faith, these are the children of Abraham too, you know. We are God's children of Abraham. Bible says so. You know, we are spiritual seed of Abraham through our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you know. So, so we see now. Now, always sufficient. As he poured out freely his love and life and strength, we can hear him sweetly saying to us, I am the Almighty, Genesis 17:1. I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. You know? Meaning that he is our wonderful El Shaddai. I told Abraham in the time of weakening faith, say, I am El Shaddai. Just begin to walk before. That's what you have to do, Abraham, or a child of God. No matter in what situation we find ourselves, and no matter how complex the complications of life may be, we should not become discouraged. See? The greater will be his grace. The more apparent our weakness, and the more we acknowledge it, the more will be the manifestation of his strength. Yes, in our weakness, our Lord's strength is perfected. He will not fail us. But the thing is this, there must first be a willing heart on our part. And from that willingness, and our confessed weakness to him, the Spirit of God will begin to work. Go to work for you, to supply you his own strength. For he has said in Isaiah 1:19, if ye be willing, talk of being willing, right? If ye be willing and obedient, see, ye shall eat of the good of the land. Psalm 110, verse 3. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. In the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth, he said, you know. So my people will be willing. So we are willing. And whatever you want, be willing. Bible says to be there. You know, for you, for the provision of the Almighty. Well, we know this. It is not always as rapidly as we desire. You see? Many times, not as rapidly as we desire, but when we have our eyes single and our hearts open to him, little by little, the clouds will roll away, and even eventually, they become dissipated. It didn't happen quickly for Abraham, 25 old years, right? The father of faith, the friend of God, see? So sometimes, not always happening rapidly as you think, as that, just like that, see? So, but it doesn't make a difference to God. He has spoken, he has promised. So each passing day, will find us more conscious of God. And we shall become so encouraged as we take inventory of all that he has done for us. And we'll be assured of what he will do on our behalf. He will not begin the work without completing it, but he begun in you. He will always lead us in a very plain path. That's what the scripture says. David said that one in Psalm 27, verse 11, I believe it is. He said, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. Bible says we made the crooked places straight in another place, you know. Spiritually and physically talking for his children, we must learn to live it completely in his care and entrust ourselves to the guidance of his hand and his keeping power. That's what the Bible tells us in the New Testament. He said in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all our care, and it's when I see that one all, I always rejoice, you know. Oh, nothing is too little to cast upon him, nothing is too big. See? So casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. If we become anxious, I think we can take the affairs of our life in our own hands. We may mar his pattern of doing things, you know. That's why you're even told, be anxious for nothing, right? Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your heart and mind through our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let us take law into our own hands. As it says, let us keep it in his hands. If you have it, he doesn't have it. See? If you are carrying your body, then he doesn't have it, you know? So you leave it, let him have it. Say he will do it for you and for me. So, well, many times we may try to hasten our deliverance. But we must remember that it has taken many years for the entanglement that we need to come to that. So once we hasten it, remember it has taken many years, sometimes, for the entanglement to come through and so on, that you know God has been patient with us in our will and our way for so many years. He's a very patient God, you know. For the humanity, 6,000 years plus, I'll be patient for this human race and so on, that, you know. Anyway, so we see. Yeah, David said in Psalm 40, I believe it is, he said, I waited patiently for the Lord, you know, and he inclined unto me, he said, and he answered his prayer. So let us put this mind as we just walk, with the Lord. Can we not, in patience, possess our souls as he begins to extricate us from the webs of our own doing? So when it is working for us, it's helping us. Can't we, in our prayer, possess our own souls as he admonishes us? He will never condemn us for what we have done in the past. But with God, each day is fresh, is a fresh beginning. There's no condemnation, like I said, in Romans 8:1, there's therefore now no condemnation is there to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Yes? Each day brings new hope. Each passing hour, new assurance from the Lord. We can possibly hear him saying, my child, give me thy ear. And from that point on, when you listen to him, the pilgrimage home is started, idea, you know, whatever you want him to do for you. Each day, our bodies become lighter and lighter. And each day, it seems to assume the greater part of the load until we find in that fellowship that there has been a veritable exchange of life, meaning by the grace of God, you cast all the body upon him. Now you can go carefully, you know? Not careless. Go carefully. Because we turn it over to him. How sweet he is. How sweet is our Lord. So he said, in our weakness, the Lord's strength is perfected. He has taken our burdens and left us with a song. Psalm 55 says, in verse 22, cast thy body upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. See? Isaiah, as I'm closing here this morning, just a very short exhortation here, you know, about God's strength taking away our weakness. Isaiah 61, verse 3. He has given us beautiful arches, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. He even said in one place, ask, and ye shall receive, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. He said in one place, his gift had the sunshine for our shadow, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. No need to weep or be sorrowful or any kind of a thing. If today you find yourself in weakness, look up unto the Lord. Look up to the Lord Jesus, our deliverer. If anyone is in bondage and so forth, that you know, we declare the emancipator is very near. Bondage to anything, tell you, our Lord Jesus Christ, the emancipator is very near. See? Plant the seed of your weakness in the garden of God's love. And let him water and care for it for you. He will touch it, and it will spring up into resurrection life. And the fruit from such a tree will please the Father. And you will be brought ultimately to your desired heaven. Praise the Lord. Remember those people? And they were trading. They were in the high seas. You see the way we take them off, put them down. Bible says they come to their wits' end. Many times we come to our wits' end. Then they cried unto the Lord in their distress. Bible says he brought them to their desired heaven. Praise the Lord. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for caring for us. He said, care for us. Oh, how we should remember this often, Lord. How much peace we enjoy. That peace that he left us. When he gave it to us, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. We're in a troubled world, but for us it is peace. Yeah, in the world we have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Father, we thank you this morning. Encouraging ourselves. You know, like the word of God, that even then when we think we are weak, we are stronger. Bible says, let the weak say, I am stronger. The Bible says in another place, through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Lord God, thank you for giving us your word to encourage us every day. You know, so many of the old saints, we don't even have the scripture written like we have it today. We have everything in our dispensation, like no other dispensation. Even the apostles and so forth, you know, even the Old Testament, some of them, they just have the spoken word. Now we have it written for us, like we can carry it in our pocket, we can put it in our cell phone. It's available to us all the time, the word of God, to comfort, the great comfort that is with us. So we thank you for making us to live at this end of the age. Father God, O Lord, that we do all things to the glory of your name. Walking, O Lord God, worthy of our calling. Making our calling and election sure in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Looking, O Lord God, to that author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, O God, much more so we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that, O Lord God, you account us worthy, not only to escape, all that which is to come, and they are coming already, but to live such a way that, Lord, O God, we be of them. To be trained, O Lord God, after that rapture, Lord, O God, for the more glorious and excellent work that you have in store for us. Until that day, Lord, O God, that when you appear, that we may all have confidence and not to be ashamed before you in that day. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, help us to continue to be a blessing, Lord, O Father, having given us the light of life. Help us to let the light shine wherever we go. That men will see this light, Lord, O Father, and glorify your name. We thank you for the new week, Lord. We commit all our way to your hand. Commit our way unto the Lord. The Bible says, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Commit thy works unto the Lord, so shall your thoughts be established. So do we now according to thy word, Lord. Lord, Father, blessed be thy name, O Lord. As you have said, we claim the promise of God. Whatsoever we do shall prosper in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have promised to rebuild the devourer, and he will not be able to destroy the fruit of our ground in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The rather, Lord, we trust you for the opening of the windows of heaven, pouring us out a blessing that we shall have no room to receive. Say, I come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Blessed be the glorious name, Lord. Lord, we worship and we adore you. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.